Welcome to Rolling with Liv, episode 1. I'm your host, Olivia Holler. In this episode, I will take you back from the very beginning and share my diagnosis story. In the future podcast, I'll be interviewing my support system and going through different topics of my daily life living with a disability. Let's get started. I didn't crawl, I rolled. I didn't start walking until I was 18 months old. And when I did start to walk, I tote walked, and I never rode a bike. My mom kept note of these things and brought concerns to the doctor. She's fine. She'll grow out of it, they said. My mom knew something was not right. She kept fighting for the answers. I saw an orthopedic doctor for toe walking at 3, and that's when they discovered the scoliosis. At 10, my scoliosis increased. I wore a brace for 2 years, and at that time, I was evaluated through orthopedic, and they sent me to physical therapy. And then I got sent to neuromuscular for evals. I wore a brace in elementary and part of middle school. It wasn't until middle school that things became apparent, and my PE teacher brought it up to my mom that I couldn't run a mile or do any of the physical tests that we had to do every year. I was always out of breath and tired every time I did PE. This was not normal for a kid my age. During this time, my scoliosis was also progressing, and I had to get spinal fusion with a halo surgery. I was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy before spinal fusion. I had tons of testing, muscle biopsies, pulmonary function test, cardiology, EMG, EKG, echoes, muscle ultrasounds, etc., blood work. With all that done, I was officially diagnosed in 2013 with congenital muscular dystrophy and restrictive lung disease. It was an answer. After 13 years of my mom saying that something was wrong, we got an answer. I was there for a month at the hospital for my spinal fusion, and after I got out, I was significantly weaker and had to find a new way of doing things because of my fusion. I quickly progressed into a power chair to conserve my energy and use a BiPAP to help me breathe at night. Now, this is where it gets interesting. At age 13, my sister spent 15 to 20 hours per week training in a gym as a competitive acrobatic gymnast, but she struggled with her skills over time. She was diagnosed with a milder form of congenital muscular dystrophy with respiratory issues. Pody, my brother, was also diagnosed with congenital MD in early 2019 at age 9. Pody still participates in athletics but struggles with endurance and keeping up with others. My mom is a carrier, so it really changed the whole diagnosis type when my other family members became involved. We continued genetic testing to see if my grandma or other family members had something similar. We have one gene for LGMD and one Titan, which the doctors think that the cause of the disorder is the Titan and not the LGMD. Going on 10 years, we still haven't figured out what exactly the cause is for our disease and what type it is. Yes, we have a general name, but we don't really have a treatment or a idea of what's going to happen next. So that's a little scary, but we are hopeful. I recently was accepted into the Pediatric Undiagnosed Disease Network, which will further research the type of muscular dystrophy we have and what treatments may be available. With this, I'll be going back and forth to the hospital and getting evaluated in, like, of my day-to-day life and how I move, and those kinds of things that haven't been tested before. So I feel like, I feel really good about this. But research is really fundamental to my family as we continue to solve our little family mystery. And the good news, as a family, we haven't progressed much. I, though, am still getting weaker. But the other family members are staying somewhat consistent in their weaknesses. And we really hope to find answers soon so we can have treatment or kind of know what our future looks like living with this disease. So stay tuned for the next episode of Rolling with Liv. On the next episode, we'll be talking with my mom and get her perspective on the beginning of all of our diagnoses and all that fun stuff. So stay tuned for episode 2.